from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Oakland Councilwoman Jean Kwan has won the race for Oakland mayor, becoming the first Asian American and the first woman to hold the office. Stunning many political observers, she upset former California Senate President Don Parada in Oakland's first ever ranked choice voting election. Mayor-elect Kwan will join us in the studio. And at 9:30, unemployment rates for new veterans are higher than the national average and rising. And many of those returning from Iraq and Afghanistan face additional challenges such as post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury. On Veterans Day, we discuss the transition from war to the civilian workforce. That's all up ahead on Forum after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Good morning and welcome to this morning's forum. In a surprising upset, Oakland Councilmember Jean Kwan has defeated Senate President Don Parada in the Oakland mayor's race. The come-from-behind victory came after 8 days in a ranked-choice mayoral election, which allowed voters to cast first, second, and third choices. Mayor-elect Kwan won as a result of more tallied second- and third-place votes, and she will be sworn in officially on January 3rd as the first woman and the first Asian-American to become mayor of the city of Oakland and the first Asian-American woman to lead a major American city. Jean Kwan, good morning and congratulations.
Good morning, Michael. And first of all, let me thank you for your many years of great programs. I've always considered your program part of my research team.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And how does it feel?
Well, I listened to your introduction. Surprising for some people, probably not surprising for others. Had they been able to run daily ranked choice results, we think that we would have been ahead from the beginning.
Well, Senator Parada is holding a news conference later this morning. He's calling ranked choice voting an injustice, a travesty, since he got far more first-place votes. What's your response to that?
You know, the most that Mr. Parada ever got was about 33%, and ranked choice has been used for a long time in San Francisco. It was implemented here apparently more effectively than it was in San Francisco. So I think it's unfortunate.
And you're going to go ahead, presumably, with what you're emphasizing in your campaign. That is more of and a campaign, by the way, that ultimately got more votes than both Ron Dellums and Jerry Brown. It is kind of a David and Goliath story. But you've said all along during the campaign you want to promote fighting crime, you want to bring more jobs to Oakland, and you want to really make more opportunities for young people. So those are really kind of the three pieces that remain the major part of your ambitions as mayor?
Absolutely. And as you know, they're integrally tied. You're not going to bring down crime in Oakland unless young people have hope, better schools, more job opportunities. So those three things are always going to be closely tied together.
And what about the fact that you were serving on the council all these years, and there are those who say that you're pretty much tied to the Dellums administration after 4 years of what many feel was essentially neglect? That kind of legacy, or that kind of maybe call it an albatross that you now bring into the office of being identified even with Dellums?
I've been on the city council for 8 years. I've had 20 years of public service in Oakland. I think that Ron Dellums has had his strengths and his weaknesses, but I haven't been mayor. And I think I am a very different mayor, will be a different mayor than either Ron Dellums or Jerry Brown were. And I believe that I come from a tradition of involving and organizing neighborhoods and communities, whether it was when I was a school board or member or as a council member. And I think if you look at my district, it's much more engaged, much more improved. I led many of the citywide initiatives over the last few years to move the city forward, Measure Q to save the libraries, Measure Y to have a balance between geographically deployed police officers, but prevention intervention programs, which I give most of the credit for bringing crime down about 30% over the last 3 years. I'm somebody who is very pragmatic, but someone who really believes that the citizens have to be involved. The government can't do everything, particularly now with all these budget cuts. We have an amazing generation of both very well-educated young people and retired boomers, the people who brought Barack Obama to the White House, are a major force, I think, in society now, and I'm hoping to harness their energy to help turn our city around.
And you will be, unlike Ron Dellums, accessible.
I promised you when I talked to you about the budget that if I became mayor that I would do an interview with you whenever you requested, and this is my first pledge that I'm keeping.
I will hold you to that. I couldn't hold Ron Dellums to it because he never came on, as you well know, but even though he made the same promise. I'd like you to comment also, if you would, on what you're going to do about public safety. I mean, with the police layoffs and with the budget deficit looming, it's going to be certainly challenging to get more police out on the street after the major layoffs this summer. What do you have in mind?
Let me just give you an overview. First of all, there are two victories for me on November 2nd. Measure BB, which I was the author of, basically allows us now to continue our Measure Y program. We'll be able to restore 63 beat officers. That is geographically deployed officers who work with neighborhoods and neighborhood councils to focus on crime. We'll also be able to continue funding some of our major intervention programs. Yesterday, there was a major event covered by the media on sexually exploited minors. Measure Y was one of the few programs that funded that. So we're in a better financial situation. I'm hoping now that we can have honest now that the politics are out of it, as you know, the police officers union supported Senator Prada. And even at the end, he admitted that they have to pay at least their fair share of the pension. Oakland's one of the few cities which has this very expensive public safety pension where the police don't contribute anything to their pension fund. In San Francisco, they contribute between 7 and 9%. They need to do that in Oakland. If they do that, I believe that we'll be able to bring back some of the laid-off officers.
You're going to be able to renegotiate the contract, or you expect to be able to do that?
I hope so. I'm planning to have dinner with the Police Officers Association president soon, and I think that for the good of the city and for the good of their officers, I'm hoping that we'll reach some kind of new agreement given now that the election's over.
And if you don't get the police officers, is there a thought about what might be done in lieu of that?
You know, I think there's going to be a statewide movement on the public safety pension plan, and we'll see what Jerry Brown has in store. You have to remember that the prison guards union, the firefighters, and the police officers are in the same pension fund. It's not a sustainable pension, either at the state level or at the local level.
We're talking with Councilmember Gene Kwan, Mayor-elect Gene Kwan, who is City Council member of District 4 in Oakland and on the Oakland City Council now has been, and chair, by the way, the Finance and Management Committee, and now has been elected to replace Ron Dellums as the new mayor of Oakland. We're only going to have the first half hour with Gene Kwan, so if you have a question or comment for her, I would strongly advise you to call now. Our toll-free number is available. It's 866-733-6786. That's 866-733-6786. You can also, of course, email us, forum@kqed.org, or you can post a question or comment on our website simply by going to kqed.org/forum and clicking on this segment. Let's talk about development, because that was a big part of your campaign. How are you going to attract development and get more tax revenue into Oakland?
Well, first of all, I want to remind people that despite our media rep, that Oakland's probably one of the most beautiful, best centrally located cities and amazingly diverse cities in the nation and in the Bay Area. We're the hub of a lot of cultural buzz right now with our new Uptown, the Fox Theater. There's not a weekend where you can't find probably 50 events going on in the city. So we are still an amazing place to live. We're keeping our port competitive on the West Coast. I think there are two or three priorities that the next mayor has to take up. One is we lose a lot of retail. And I hope now with the passage of Prop 22 and the state not being able to seize as much of our redevelopment funds that we're going to invest immediately on retail and try to stop some of the leakage of our retail out of the city. If I can do that, it'll probably be worth $20 or $30 million of new sales tax revenues for the city. So that will be a priority. Secondly, my own district is well known for trying to turn around neighborhoods and making them more attractive and keeping I think a balance between neighborhood development and downtown development. 60% of the jobs in America, and Oakland's no exception, are created really with small businesses. And we have a lot of neighborhoods that have, I think, been greenlined by certain companies over the years, where people don't have an opportunity to even have a decent grocery store. So the city's been working pretty aggressively on that. We're hoping now to bring in a new retailer that will pretty much put a grocery store in every neighborhood. Then we have to work on the other retail where I think Oakland has suffered because we've not been able to have balanced neighborhood retail. Lastly, the recession will be over. ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments, predicts that Oakland's one of the few places in the Bay Area that will continue to grow in both jobs and in housing construction. We have several big projects coming up with Obama's stimulus grants that are finally starting, the airport connector, some of the work we'll be doing at the base. And I think that will be an important opportunity for Oakland both to give jobs to our young people and to continue to grow economically.
And the huge deficit that now has loomed for next year?
You know, our deficits, thanks to the passage of Measure B, are less than what the media, I think, was tracking. We're going to try to present a new interim budget in January. We will see how the marijuana taxes work. And as you know, we're about to license four marijuana production facilities. We also believe that there's a slow uptick in some parts of our economy. So deficit is not as bad as previous years, actually, and I'm hoping that if we can negotiate a pension change with the OPOA, that we'll actually be in relatively good state.
Again, we're talking to Councilwoman Jean Kwan, who is now Mayor-elect Jean Kwan, defeating former State Senate President Don Prada in the Oakland mayor's race, and it's a surprising upset to many. We're going to go to your calls here. Before I do go to the calls, Mayor Kwan, get used to that, by the way, very soon. By the way, I should ask you before we do go to our callers, this is really a milestone. I mean, you're being elected because not only, as I said in my introduction, are you the first Asian-American woman to become mayor of the city of Oakland, but the first Asian-American woman to lead any major American city. How's that feel?
You know, for me and my family, this has really been, we have a sense of history. My husband and I were the founders of Asian American Studies at UC Berkeley. So we have a strong sense of history. My city, this is my family's city for over 100 years. My great-grandfather literally came after the San Francisco earthquake on the ferry across the bay with nothing but the clothes on his back and his three sons. And City Hall is only about eight blocks away from the family association that still stands on 8th Street. My father worked at the Hotel Leamington. I was the first member of my family because of the discriminatory immigration laws to be born in the United States. It is a huge sense of history as an Asian American, but I have to tell you that it's a bigger, to me, the real sense of history here is we were probably outspent. Maybe we're still trying to track down all the independent expenditures. We've been probably outspent 6-7-1 in this race. We ran a campaign with mostly volunteers until the last 2 months of this campaign. This victory is not just a victory for my family or for Asian Americans. I think it's a victory for really grassroots organizing in the city that people are willing to take on what people have seen as a political machine. We're willing to come forward and help organize and talk to their neighbors, neighbor to neighbor. And I hope to use that movement, by the way, just to continue organizing the city. My campaign volunteers are meeting tonight at the Longshoremen's Hall at 99 Hagenberger at 6:30 tonight to talk about how we'll keep organizing to move the city forward.
Well, you moved a lot in this campaign by that anybody but Parada campaign or slogan, anthem, whatever. Let me go to our callers, though, and we'll start with Joseph from San Francisco. Good morning.
Yes, Mayor Kwan, congratulations. We are very proud of you in the Asian community. We all know that the Asian community is underrepresented in politics and film and music and sports, and we are very proud of you. Thank you for what you're doing. My question, though, is the division, the cultural differences, the animosity between the black community and the Asian community in Oakland, there were those murders over the summer. And I was just wondering what your plan was to patch that up and to try to make that work. And I'm just wondering if you're concerned at all being, you know, the first Asian American woman, you know, in that city now that has had these problems. Thank you.
I wouldn't have won without a significant backing of African-American voters in any of my elections. I have to tell you, when I ran for the school board, I was told I wouldn't win. I was the first Democrat elected in my district. When I ran for the city council, I was also outspent 2-3-1, and African-American vote was a very strong part of my vote. I think in this race, probably Mr. Parada and I split the vote. Partly he had much more money and was out there much earlier than we could be, but I have had very strong leaders in the African-American community, particularly in education, in community policing.
But excuse me, the caller wants to know, what are you going to do about the animosity or to lessen that?
Well, what I'm saying is that in building the campaign, it's a real coalition of Asians, blacks, and whites together, and particularly he's referring to the case of, I think the first case was the Wu case. And Mrs. Wu was an amazing person. She went to black churches. I went with her. She said from the beginning that she hoped that the city would give our young people more hope. I think it has less of the ethnic tension that the San Francisco incidents have had from what I can tell in the media. The people who turned in the second killing, who turned in the people who shot the visitor from Baltimore, were African-American. I think we've come together as a city to say, you know, we're just are tired of this random violence, and we're going to stand together.
We'll get more calls for Mayor-elect Kwan, and we go to Oakland. Hondo, join us. Good morning.
Hi, congratulations, Mayor Kwan. I wanted to ask you, what's your plan to get business into downtown Oakland in regards to retail business, figures such as like a Westfield Mall or something to that level where we can really bring some vibrancy to the downtown? And then my second question is, how are you going to bring corporate businesses into the downtown area or in Oakland in general so that we can get some tax dollars to get better funding into our schools? And I'll take my question off the air.
Okay. I hope you'll take your answer off the air as well. Gene Kwan.
Thank you very, very, very quickly. I've already talked about how one of my priorities will be to put together and amass some land in sort of the downtown, the area between uptown and downtown has been targeted by our studies as a place where we believe retailers are willing to come and are interested in coming. And now that it looks like we can hold on to our redevelopment dollars after the passage of Prop 22, I'm hoping to amass some of that capital into amassing land and to try to attract retailers into that area so we can stop some of this bleeding of anywhere between $2 and $5 billion a year of shopping that goes outside of Oakland. In terms of downtown, we have a package of things between the Enterprise Zone and something that's not been well publicized, which I hope to do a better job publicizing. We have a phase-in for business taxes where companies can phase in their business tax over a couple of years. I did this successfully to balance the budget 2 years ago. I plan to put that together in a better package and to be very, very, very active. I think that people were beginning to look at Oakland as an alternative in some ways to San Francisco until the real estate market fell. And I think that long-term Oakland is going to be a great place. We've fixed some of the zoning so that we can go higher along Broadway for business offices as long as we preserve our view corridors. And I think that Oakland has a great future for being a major center for corporate offices in the future.
Let me look at some of the emails that are coming in here. Here's Thelma, who says, and this is a sentiment that we're receiving from people in Oakland. Congratulations, Mayor Gene Kwan. Sounds so good, so right, so promising, so filled with new hope. And congratulations, Oakland. A listener named Frank, a concerned citizen and Oakland resident, writes, the police and fire departments are a security system for the city of Oakland that costs the city more than 50% of its revenue. How can these units be more cost-effective and at the same time provide excellent services?
Well, they actually together are 74% of the general fund. Excuse me. The police alone are 48%. And so obviously we're going to have to contain the pension costs, and that's why I said it's not just an Oakland problem. What is the Oakland problem is that the OPOA doesn't contribute anything, and that's very unusual. That deal was made over a decade ago before I came on the council, and it's something that we'll probably have to negotiate over. what I'm hoping to do is to civilianize some roles. We've already started to do that. Chief Batts is an excellent chief. He's already started to do what I understand your chief in San Francisco has done, is trying to have people who work sort of in more office jobs be on the street in a patrol level. I believe that the partnership between these geographically deployed beat officers with the neighborhoods and organizing the neighborhoods. In my district, we have a community council on every beat. We have people on email lists. We have people who are actively working and volunteering in the schools. One of the projects that I hope to have initiated by Inauguration Day is a project to recruit 2,000 volunteers in Oakland to work with Oakland's toughest kids. And the way I define the toughest kids are the 500 kids that get arrested or in juvenile hall every year, about 300 kids that age out of foster care. And if you work with sexually exploited minors, you'll see that a lot of the girls that go into the life and work on international are girls who are about to age out of foster care and turn are basically exploited, commercially exploited by the pimps in the city because they think they have no future, that they'll have no home. And then about 1,200 kids who are chronically truant in the schools. If I can help turn those kids around, and some of our programs that we've given them counseling has cut the recidivism in half, if we can take those 2,000 toughest kids and work with them and give them some hope, I think crime's going to come down.
Okay. Let me go to more of your calls here. In fact, Arthur is our next caller. Arthur, you're on.
Thank you very much. Congratulations to Mayor-elect Kwan. Palo Alto, actually, several years ago, had an Asian American woman as mayor. Mayor Yuriko Kishimoto, that you may know.
Yes, I know her, and she's a great leader.
Thank you very much. I noticed that as far as the ranked choice voting process worked, 7,371 ballots were eliminated because they were exhausted. In other words, they didn't vote. They didn't vote for either you or your nearest opponent, Don Parada. And therefore, I'm wondering if those votes had been counted in a runoff election, who would have won in a head-to-head runoff between you and Don Parada? And if approval voting, which would have been a lot simpler for the process where you simply vote for whoever you like and whoever gets the most votes wins, would have been simpler for everybody to understand and not have so many ballots that had overvotes or other complexities with them.
Yeah, there was a lot of confusion about ranked choice voting. I think you'll concede, won't you?
I think what the experts are saying is that there is less confusion in our implementation in San Francisco, where about 30% of the votes were not cast. Yeah, 10% could be just that people didn't like anybody else other than the person that they voted for. First of all, there's a lot less than in this version. But the most important thing is that instant runoff voting puts the election in the fall. So 40,000 more people participated in this mayoral election than participated in the election of Ron Dellums or Jerry Brown. That is, we had a record 121,000 people participate in this election. When Ron was elected, it was 86,000 people participated. When Jerry was elected, only 81,000 people participated in the June primaries. So this was a much more democratic process. 121,000 people participated, and if 10,000 didn't choose a second choice vote, it's still 30,000 more people participated in this.
Gene Kwan,
and as you noted, Michael, in the beginning, I got more votes at 53,000 than either Jerry Brown or Ron Dellums got.
Well, we congratulate you again and wish you the best of luck. The challenges are there before you. I hope all goes well. Thank you for joining us.